Jeremy Corbyn cuts a rather dapper figure this morning on the front cover of the magazine GQ. They've had exclusive access to them, they say, and they publish a lengthy interview as well. Dylan Jones is the editor and is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And it is a dapper picture, isn't it? What's he wearing?
He's wearing Marks and Spencers. He was adamant that he wouldn't wear anything else, which is fine. We're very keen on Marks and Spencers. The actual shoot itself was quite torturous. It was as difficult as actually shooting any Hollywood celebrity, actually.
Really? In what respect?
We've shot many politicians for our cover. We were the first magazine to have David Cameron on the cover. We've shot Boris twice. Earlier in the year, we did Sadiq Khan with some great success. But never have we encountered such a sort of ring of... he's got, obviously, Seamus Mill and his sort of crew very particular gatekeepers.
But what was it they were demanding them that was difficult?
They didn't really seem to understand the process at all. Didn't understand that, that he would have to be photographed in the first place, B, that he would need to be presentable, or that he couldn't just turn up in his anorak. But the whole process was fascinating. When he actually turned up for the shoot, it was almost like he was being pushed around like a grandpa for the family Christmas photograph. He wasn't particularly aware of what was going on. But we're very pleased with what we ended up with.
That's interesting. So you felt that he wasn't completely in control of his mind as in the way he wanted to be with you. Because you'll have to get used to that, won't you?
Well, we had... initially, he turned down Alastair Campbell, who does most of our big political interviews. And then we sent Stuart McGurk, who works for us, who's the PPA Writer of the Year. And he went as something of a fan of Corbyn and was, I think, quite quickly disillusioned. Not least because I think that he started to subscribe to the theory, which lots of people do, that that Corbyn's a bit of a Wizard of Oz character, that he does appear to be the weaker part of the relationship.
From what you're saying, you've really fallen out with him a bit, which is the opposite of what you'd normally expect for an interview.
Not really.
Fallen out with his people, is that fair to say?
No, we haven't fallen out with anyone. We're just describing the process of what we went through to get the cover, which I found very intriguing.
And what about the interview?
Well, the interview, I think that the overriding thing that Stuart came away with was that he's not fantastic on detail. And as we've seen this morning with the piece about Morgan Stanley, when he was pressed on who his business advisors were, he couldn't name a single one. Also, a strange lack of hinterland.
Meaning what?
Couldn't name a single film that he'd seen in the last year. Couldn't name a book that he'd read in the last year. Kind of strange. On the one hand, I think it's interesting that perhaps he hadn't been given a briefing notes about
exactly
what it might be.
Isn't
the
that
best
the
thing
point? And wouldn't his supporters all be saying, "Hang on a second, that is exactly why we like this guy. It's authentic. He probably hasn't seen a film, or if he did, he couldn't remember it. And nobody has had to put this stuff in front of him and
no, I think you're right.
Play that game."
I think you're right, and that's why he's on the cover, because he has become something. I mean, he's obviously the most divisive character in Westminster at the moment. But he does have an air of authenticity about him. And I think that sort of myopic view that he has is very, very appealing to people.
When you photographed him, did you feel this is a prime minister in waiting?
The interesting thing from my point of view is that a lot of people go on a shoot like this, and we sent a lot of the younger members of the team who perhaps subscribed to the idea that he can turn water into wine, and a lot of them came back saying that they wish they hadn't met him, because they did find him to be quite underwhelming, because he obviously has this sort of rock star persona when he fills a room, but one-to-one he is he's a little underwhelming, I think.
Dylan Jones, editor of GQ.